For our church reading today, it's in Psalms chapter 100. If you would get your Bibles and turn there. Psalms chapter 100. If you don't have your Bibles, you can look on the big TV here and it'll have the words for you. This is the time that we've set aside for us to all read together. That means I need to hear you. You need to hear yourself a little bit. Not that you have to be all loud, but you know, some you're in your megaphone, but just to hear you say the words, because faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Amen. And we need faith to rise up in our lives like we've never seen before, to believe God for the impossible, my Lord. All we need is a little bit of faith as small as a mustard seed. That's not much, people, to believe God and what God can do. So is everybody ready?
Yeah.
All right. Starting with verse 1, okay? It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. 3, know you that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Verse 5. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. My Lord, go to him with thanksgiving. The Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting. Thank you, Lord, for his mercy, my Lord. And his truth endures to all generations. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, let's make our declaration before him, if you would. Say, this is life. I will honor it today as this word brings life to my spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, happy Father's Day to all fathers, all men, and maybe even a few of the ladies, because I know some ladies have had to play the role of both, you know. And so we do want to say happy Father's Day to all around here. We've looked and we've seen all kinds of things, but all fathers, we do want to wish a happy Father's Day to. Some have lost their fathers, which have died, and all we know now are the memories of our fathers. Some have their fathers today, where you have memories of the past, but also you have the future to make great and positive memories with him. If your father is alive today, don't let this day slip away from you if you can. Either call or visit him if you can. I know there's many people here that your fathers have passed away like mine. And we can't go, we can't make any more memories with him. And some of the memories might have been good, some may have not been so positive. But what do we look at? We look at the positive. That's what we look at. Because you see, you know, fathers maybe have made some mistakes, okay? But I also think of this, who has not made some mistakes? And so we have to make sure that we look at the positive if we can, for the most part. If your father is alive today, try to get in contact with him if you can. You know, some might not be available for whatever reasons. And so, but if you can, try to call him. There's silence. I know. Sometimes it may be a little hard because, you know, he's alive, but yet maybe he hasn't been the perfect father for you or has not been there for you in any way. But that's when you have to step up as a Christian and maybe a little bit of forgiveness. I'm not saying what he may have done was right or wrong, but, you know, we need to shout out and we need to give out some forgiveness if we can, and let God do that healing that needs to take place in the hearts and lives of his people. So if you're able to, try to branch out if you can. You might say, Pastor, I can't. Well, then maybe wait till next year, or maybe wait another month or two or something. But let God bring a healing. Let God bring a healing. Remember this. The enemy does not like the family. I mean, that is honest truth, huh? The enemy out there does not like families, especially families that are trying to serve him. Amen. We can look at the first family that God created that we know of, Adam and Eve. And we can see where, you know, horrible things happened. You know, where they were disobedient, both of them, you know, and all that stuff. But also we see something that tragically happened in that family when one son, Cain, killed his brother, Abel. Can you imagine? The enemy cannot stand your family. And he will do everything he can to bring a wedge between you and your spouse, and between you and your children, between you and your siblings, between you and your parents, between you and people. Because he does not like it. Because you see, it is the seed of the woman that has destroyed him, and he doesn't want to face that fact. He was destroyed 2,000 years ago. And yet he will be ultimately destroyed when Jesus comes back. But you see, the family is there. And so, you know, as fathers, we have the responsibility as the man of the home. And now I can go into the man of the home, or if you're the woman and the leader of that home, okay? Because sometimes that has to happen for various reasons. But you are the leader of that home as a man. And whatever direction you go is the direction that your spouse and your children will take. That's why it's so important as men of God to seek God with everything within us. Not just with a little bit. Not just with a little bit, but with everything within us, to get God's will for our families, to get God's will for our own selves. You see? Because you see, if Adam and Eve would have done what God wanted them to do and not had been disobedient, their two boys would have, well, one of them would have stayed alive and one of them would have stayed in the kingdom. So just a slight turn in a direction that's not according to the word of God can bring damnation. And so we have to do everything we can. Now, we're not perfect as men. We know that. We're not perfect, but any slight variation from the word of God can bring damnation and can bring a lot of heartache and pain and suffering. And so we have to do everything we can to stand strong, to get with God as men of God. Because I tell you what, as I look at you as men, I appreciate you. What you have done, putting your faith in Christ, bringing your family to church. You know how many men today are home not serving God and once knew God? So as I look to you, I honor you and I respect you because you have entered into the house of the Lord saying, I need direction. I need help, Lord. You see? And here we see, if Adam and Eve would have sought God and would not had gone and done, and I know there was temptation, but let me tell you, we all live in temptation now, huh? The enemy's out there tempting the man, tempting the wives, tempting people to do evil. But God can sustain his people by the anointing and the presence of God as we humble ourselves before him, giving him all that we are and letting God move. Because you see, one slight turn in a direction that is not correct could lead to a place of destruction. And so we got to get in that word. We got to read it. We got to say, Lord, show me, reveal to me, help me as men. And I know it's Father's Day, so we can talk about men. You know, I often think of, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, three great guys. They didn't know the end result like we know it. How God would sustain them and what they would see. They would see the Son of Man. You see, we may go through things as men, but I tell you what, we're going to see God in a way that we never saw God before. I want to encourage you as men to serve God. Don't deviate. Don't turn in a different direction. Don't look at anything that's not good. Don't go in a direction that shouldn't be. But keep your eyes focused on him and him alone and what he can do. And let me tell you, God can transform a family. The father, the mother, the children like never before. He's the kind of God that can do that. He's the kind of God that can give a direction to his people. Because all the enemy wants to do is bring destruction. Destruction of all kinds. But we have to keep our faith in him, saying, Father, your will be done. Your will be done. Your will be done. I'll never forget coming to Gaydon. Never. We'll never forget this. Never. Having nothing, people. Zero. When I say zero, and I know I've told you that we were zero upon zero as to zero. But we had God. And I said, Lord, I don't know. I don't know. But we're going in a direction that I think you're leading us in because of circumstances. We got to do it. Honestly, I could have stepped out of the ministry. I don't know if you ever thought that, but I thought of it. I mean, not stepping up, but we could have went in that direction. In that direction. But you see, in going in the direction that we did, we've seen many people get saved, healed, full of the Spirit of the Lord, transforming their families, seeing our children in our church. I mean, we never told them they had to come here. Never. It was always, it's your choice. But how God just gathered in and gathered in the people. My Lord, what a God we serve. What a God we serve. You see, you have to go in the direction that the Spirit of God is leading you in. And it has to line up with the Word of God. It has to line up with that Word. Because he gives a direction. He gives what we need for that time of that day. I want you to turn, if you would, to a scripture. I want you to turn to Proverbs chapter 16, please. Psalms, Proverbs 16. Psalm 16:1 says this, and I'm going to read it, and you're going to say, oh, Lord, what does that mean? And I'll try to explain a little bit of it. It says, the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Now listen to this. This scripture encourages us to be diligent in our efforts. Men, be diligent. Be diligent. Be diligent. Thank you for being hard workers. Thank you for getting up in the morning and going to work. In your efforts towards your family, be that way towards your efforts. Be diligent, but to trust that God has the final say and will guide us. We encourage us to be diligent in our efforts. That means to stand firm, to do what needs to be done. It's not easy getting up every morning, huh, men? And even retirement. I know you used to do that. I know. It's not easy. And, you know, and I don't, you might say, well, what about the ladies? But it's Father's Day. You know, okay. We understand. Thank you. But it's not easy getting up in the morning. I know that. Every morning, go to a job, leaving your family. But you see, your family needs for you to go to work. They need for you to make money. Don't be lazy. Amen. Stand strong. Stand and do what God...
Amen.
But as I look here, I can tell you this. Y'all are some great men. I'm telling you. That you get up, you go, you know. And hey, I understand sometimes you're sick, and I'm not talking about that. But to stand up and to go and to work and to supply for your family. That you're not a burden and your family's not a burden on the government.
Amen.
But you do what needs to be done to supply for your family. Hey, I know many a times years ago, you know, we had to do without. Because you didn't have the money to do. So you had to do without. You know, that's what you do. Till you get the money you need to get what you need in life. And remember this, as you're diligent, and that's just work, but diligent with the things of God. Be diligent, men. Be diligent in your Bible reading. Oh, be diligent in your prayer time. Be diligent with your family and be patient with your family. Be diligent to help them, to be that father that they need, giving them guidance and help. Because you see, every decision you make will affect not only you, but your family that's behind you. It affects. And so we want to do everything that we can to be diligent. And after we're diligent, we trust God.
Amen.
We trust God that He will make a way where there seems to be no way. He will make a way where we don't even know what to do. But I tell you what, it's amazing in our Bible study, we're talking about David. King David. His son Absalom rose up. And Absalom, his son, his biological son, was after him to kill him. Rose up 10,000s of people to be with him, to go and kill David, to destroy him. And in the scripture it says, and I know it says that as he was going through this, it says that David went and was hiding and was going where he needed to go, and he slept the whole night. That's peace. That's trust in God, huh? That's trust. To know that someone, and not just someone, but your own biological son is threatening to kill you and is trying to find you and has gotten people up, rose people up to go and destroy you, yet you're able to go and find a place and just sleep. Because he said, I trust in God. In what he can do. And God made a way for David. And his son didn't destroy him. David. But you see, David did what was right. He yielded his knee before God. And let me tell you, men. That's the best thing you can do. Is kneel yourself. Bend your knee before God. And say, Father, I need your help. You see, God is interested in the heart factor of all people. He's interested in this right here, the heart part of us. Not the physical, but where Jesus lives. He's interested in that part of us as men. And he wants us to have a heart after him. I didn't say perfect, because there's no perfect being. Because if there was, Jesus would not have had to come. Okay? So we're not perfect. I'm not perfect. But we have to have a heart after God. To look to him. To praise him. To honor him with everything within us. And look, I thank you for all the work you've done. I thank you for the sacrifices you have given. I thank you for all the time you've given to this church and what you've done in your support and help and everything. And I'm excited about going to Lowe's and spending $125. Might have to go today, maybe. I don't know. Amen. Thank you. Because that's your hard-working money. And I don't take that lightly. You know, I often used to say, you know, oh, don't worry about giving. Don't worry. You know, and I was listening to somebody on the radio and they were saying, we have to be able to give. And we all like to give. Huh? I know that. I see it. You like to give to people. You like to give to your church. You like to give to your pastors. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. But they also said this, you have to be able to receive. Because when somebody gives you something, you say, oh, no, don't give it to, give it, you know, or you're breaking what God wants to do in their hearts. And so you have to be able to receive just as you're able to give. Ooh. And so that's, and it's not easy sometimes, but you have to receive it with a great heart, because you see, as you receive, you're blessing the people and helping them to have the blessings of God upon them. That's why the Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. That's why God talks about tithing so much, so that we keep our hearts right with him, because it does something. Look, let me tell you this. The root of all evil, it says in the Bible, is what? The love of money. Not money itself. Money is a good thing. It's nothing wrong with it. It's the love. That's the condition of the heart. And especially as men, we got to make sure we don't love that money. We thank God for it, because it helps us to buy the things we need and help support the church and do whatever needs to be done. But it never is a part of our lives that destroys us, because it becomes a nail on the inside of us, or a thing that grips our hearts and wants to destroy us. So we have to be able to give and we have to be able to receive, you see, because he is looking for us to give and receive. So we give, we don't give to get, we give because God says so. And let me tell you this, you can never outgive God. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. The power of Almighty God. So, men, I want to encourage you. Do everything you can spiritually for your family. You know, honestly, I can look at you and I know you're hard workers. You give everything you have. You will do. You will sacrifice for yourself to give to your family. I know that. And that's a great thing. But take care of your family spiritually. Seek God on their behalf. Seek God on your behalf so that he gives you the direction that you need. Because we don't want to go off course. I'm going to the other side of that wall because that's where Jesus is at. But if I start making wrong decisions, I might start turning this way, and Jesus is there, and I'm on this direction. We can't let that happen. You might say, well, how do I get back on track? You say, Father, forgive me. I'm so sorry. And you get back on track, and you keep looking to him. You see, he's the God that has made mankind. He's the God that has made man and woman. Yes, God has put the man over the wife. God has put the man over the home. Okay, and if there's no man in the home, that means the wife, you are the head of that home. And God looks at you as the head of that home. And so he wants you to seek him and find out what he wants for your home. My Lord, Remember this, God has a purpose for each and every one of you as an individual, as men and women, but also collectively as a family. What does God want? We seek Him that He will show us and reveal to us. You might say, it may not be anything big, but so if it's big or small, so what? In the eyes of man, it might be big or small, but in the eyes of God, He looks at it as obedience. And doing. So don't look at what God calls you to do as something small or something big or whatever else. Look at it as this is what God has ordained. And we look forward to going in the direction that God has for each and every one of us. Look at this. Pray for God's wisdom in our lives, in your life as men. Ask God for wisdom. Because you know what? Fathers, you have the next generation in your hand. That's big. As fathers or head of a home, you have the next generation of children in your sight. Will they serve God when they leave the home? Did you put everything in them that you know you should do? Teaching them the Word of God. Helping them to trust God with their lives, with their future. Helping them to know God as their personal Savior. Look, the best thing that ever could happen is for a child to give their life to the Lord in the home. I'm telling you. I mean, we love it here at church, and we're just a help to the families. But I tell you what, to have a child say, I want to give my life to the Lord at home because you're having a Bible study. My Lord. See, God is wanting to move upon the men of our country, the men of this city, the men of our church like never before. We just have to allow Him, you see, and letting Him move upon the families, letting Him move, because the next generation is at our fingertips, you know. And let me tell you, look, I know not all of us are perfect. Who is? Nobody. You do what you can because your child sitting next to you or your child that you have, they need you to know God so you can give it to them. Not that, you know, that you might say, well, you know, I can't get saved for them. No, you can't. But their salvation might rest upon your shoulders. Because they need you to tell them about Him. To be led by the Spirit of God. That God resides in their hearts and soul. Because the world out there is a mean world. But God can make things happen. And so you pursue God as men. Pursue Him. And this is for all people, but as men. Pursue God. And let God be God on the inside of you. We look at Abraham. It says Abraham pleased God. He had great faith because of his obedience. You know, the one thing they said was that Abraham, you can see that in Galatians, believed God. It didn't say Abraham built, you know, mega buildings, had mega wealth, or anything like that. But it says that Abraham believed God. Fathers, let's just believe God. Let's just believe Him. Believe Him for the impossible in your life. Believe Him for the impossible in your wife's life. Believe Him for the impossible in your children's lives and your grandchildren's lives. And stay on course. Don't divert to the left or to the right. Stay on course. Because you see, the enemy will throw things at you and will try to divert you. And destroy. This is your relationship to Him. Don't take a step down. Ooh. Don't take another step down and another step down. Then you all of a sudden you're thinking, where am I? Because of the direction you have taken. I know many people not in church today. I know many fathers and mothers not in church today. And their children used to come, whatever churches. And now they just don't want to have anything to do with God because they saw. And really it's going to take a mega work by the Holy Spirit to draw them back. God can do it. God can do it. But let's be healing agents, fathers, for our families. Watch the words. Watch what you say. Watch what you do. Watch where you go. All those things. You might say, well, Pastor, sometimes I just blurt it out. I understand. Get in your corner. Ask God to forgive you and go ask for forgiveness. Whatever needs to happen. Hey, I understand. But we got to make sure that our lives are strong before Him so that we can lead the next generation to know God. To know God. To know Him. Fathers, you can do it. You know, you often hear of, you know, you'll see people talking about, man, my mothers, they were praying people. And they'll never say that about their fathers. And that hurts me. It's like, I want these people to say they're fathers. Not that I'm glad about, because we need praying people. And God doesn't look at men and women, but a praying father too. We need some praying fathers. Come on now. We need some praying. We need some fathers that are gonna walk in the rooms of their children and say, in Jesus' name, my son, my daughter will serve God no matter what. In Jesus' name. Devil, take your hands off of my children. Devil, take your hands off of my wife. Devil, take your hands off of my money. Devil, take your hands off of our church. Devil, take your hands off of our pastor. Devil, take your hands off of all those things. And demand and praise God and thank God for the things that He is going to do. And to believe God like Abraham believed God. My Lord, for the impossible. You can do it. Don't stand back as men and let your wife do it. Step up and say, honey, follow me. Or babe, follow me. Babe, follow me. Whatever. But men, I respect you, I honor you, and I thank God for you. And I'm praying that God's going to move in your heart like never before. Those things that have maybe entangled you will break off of your life as you believe God for mighty miracles in your life. Amen. As we close today, I'd ask all the men just to stand, if you don't mind.